And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 24th of May, 2010. It's the birthday of the Irish literary critic Declan Kiberd, born in Dublin, 1951, author of Inventing Ireland, a landmark text in the field of post-colonial theory. His most recent book, Ulysses and Us, The Art of Everyday Living. On the cover, you see a picture of Marilyn Monroe in a striped bathing suit, and she's reading Ulysses, the last pages of James Joyce's Ulysses, Molly Bloom's soliloquy. Declan Kiberd laments that Ulysses has been wrenched out of the hands of the common reader, that it was the common reader Ulysses was intended for, that Ulysses has gone into the hands of specialists who devote years to the study of its secret codes, parallax, indeterminacy, consciousness time. And Declan Kiberd is on a mission to change that. His book is a companion guide to Joyce's Ulysses, 18 sections, one for each of the 18 chapters in Ulysses. He writes in his book, which is subtitled The Art of Everyday Living, he writes that Joyce insisted on the use value of art, that Ulysses is very much a useful book, a book with much to teach us about the world, advice on how to cope with grief, how to be frank about death and the age of its denial, how women have their own sexual desires, and so do men, how to walk and think at the same time, how to tell a joke and how not to tell a joke, how to purge sexual relations of all notions of ownership, or how the way a person approaches food can explain who they really are. It's the birthday of the short story writer William Trevor, born in Mitchelstown, Ireland, 1928. His novels include The Boarding House, The Story of Lucy Gault, many books of short stories. Trevor said the Irish delight in stories of whatever kind because their telling and their reception are by now instinctive. And it's the birthday of the poet Joseph Brodsky, born in St. Petersburg, Russia, 1940. He was such a popular poet in the Soviet Union when he was just in his early 20s. The authorities were worried. He was drawing huge crowds. He was interrogated, put in a mental institution, arrested, and then expelled from the Soviet Union in 1972. 15 years later, he was awarded the Nobel Prize. Here's a poem for today by Howard Nelson, entitled The Man in the Yard. My father told me once that when he was about 20, he had a new girlfriend. And once they stopped by the house on the way to somewhere, just a quick stop to pick something up. And my grandfather, who wasn't well, it turned out he had TB and would die at 52, was sitting in a chair in the small backyard. My father knew he was out there, and it crossed his mind that he should take his girlfriend out back to meet him. But he didn't. Whether for embarrassment at the sick, fading man, or just because he was in a hurry to be off on his date, he didn't say, but he told the little uneventful story anyway, and said that he had always regretted not doing that simple, courteous thing, the sick man sitting in the sun in the backyard, would have enjoyed meeting her. But instead, he sat out there alone as they came and left, young lovers going on a date. He always regretted it, he said. The Man in the Yard, a poem by Howard Nelson, from The Nap by the Waterfall, published by Timberline Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. Student and gift subscriptions are available at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Kathy Roach and written by Margaret Bain. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.